Less than a 10-minute walk from the North Boat Ramp parking lot along the Monksville Reservoir in West Milford is a cutout, a cleared strip of land covered by patches of grass and rock. It's a scar left by the laying of a natural gas line that runs underneath. Tennessee Gas Pipeline is expanding it. It was one of two utility projects approved last year to go through the Highlands region. Elliot Ruga of the environmental group, the Highlands Coalition, says that means going through protected forested watersheds, which act as nature's own Brita water filters.
That naturally and for free provides water for 5.4 million people in New Jersey.
The Monksville Reservoir is one of more than a dozen water sources located in the 1,300-square-mile area known as the Highlands region. It was protected in 2004, and a council was established to oversee planning and development in the area. But Kurt Alstead, vice chairman of the Highlands Council, says the act may have started out as protecting the Highlands, but it's turned into a moratorium on building.
I think that this act was more about stopping development than it was about preserving pristine water supplies.
Governor Chris Christie has said the Highlands Act might not have been such a bad idea, but the way it was implemented has made it one. He's placed 9 people to the council, changing its philosophical balance, and that has angered environmentalists like Ruga.
He has succeeded in the past year to appoint 3 fundamentally anti-Highlands politicians to the Highlands Council. And, you know, we feel that has tremendously impeded the work that they were charged to do.
A spokesman for Christie says the governor believes he's made the Highlands Council more balanced. 5 of his 9 nominations are widely considered to be pro-development, and in some cases opposed to the Highlands Protection Act altogether. Alstead is one of 2 council members that have been there since it was created. He was renominated. The other, Tracy Carluccio, an environmentalist, wasn't.
We tended to have a council that, prior to this makeup now, that was a little bit more of a council that went a little bit beyond the law, if you will, much the way there's sometimes judicial activism from the bench. And I think now we're seeing a council that's a little bit better balanced, and I think that there's a little bit better sense being applied.
Alstead thinks since the changes, the council is better balanced. But the new makeup meant the council had enough votes to oust its executive director, Eileen Swan, an environmentalist, last year. She was replaced by Gene File, a man known more for his business acumen than his environmental chops. But File says the council is trying to take all viewpoints into account.
We have a number of different partners, a number of different shareholders, and we try to work with all of them, and we hear all of their concerns.
He says the role of the council is to make sure that the act is adhered to and that utilities like Tennessee Gas develop a mitigation plan to minimize any environmental damage. In the case of the gas pipeline expansion, the council and the Christie administration say the pipeline upgrade decision was made by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Larry Regonis, spokesman for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, says their role is to figure out how to resolve any environmental issues.
We weren't asked whether we wanted the pipeline or not. They told us the pipeline would come through. Now, for us, there was a question of what route would it take, what would have the least impact.
He says Tennessee Gas will be required to replant the forest. Both Regonis and File say they plan to hold the company to the mitigation plan that was approved by both agencies. But the Highland Coalition's Elliot Ruga says both bodies have a right to challenge or even trump FERC's authority.
These are our forests. This is our water supply. No one else can say it's the other guy.
Ruga's group and other environmental organizations are challenging FERC's approval of the pipeline expansion, which has already begun construction. They're not very optimistic. The company would not comment due to the litigation. While out on the trail, I ran into pipeline workers who drove up to inspect the cutout. They said they couldn't speak about the project, but handed me a small, pocket-sized pamphlet called the Fact Card, explaining the expansion. It had a lot of information, but no mention of the environment or the state's water supply. For WNYC, I'm Caitlin Kim.